Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. Come on. for everybody. I love and check you, my love, all my time. You know, Lord, just listen to me. I need out of prayer. Experimenting. I pray that you pray to hear the song, amen, that we prayed for. Three times, as it were, we pray that you are able to listen and to enjoy, amen, on this glorious Friday, amen. Let's give a voice and pray, hallelujah, in the face of the wicked adversaries, enemies and human agents of Satan. Let's rejoice. Lord, we bless your name. Lord, we thank you. We just want to rest in your presence. We just want to say thank you. You brought us safely down through another week. Lord, you shut up the mouths of the lions. You may not have done it the way that we thought it should be, but it's done. Why? Because we're still here and we're declaring your words early in the morning that the Lord is good and his mercy is to you forever. And he is from everlasting to everlasting. And his love endures forever and ever and ever. And his goodness and his mercy endures forever and ever and ever. And you are with us and you are for us. And if you be for us, who can be against us? And we are more than conquerors through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father, we give you praise and glory on this wonderful morning. And we give you glory that it's morning and it's morning and it's morning and it's morning. I speak morning to every dark situation. I speak morning to every dark circumstance. I speak morning to every sad heart and mind. I speak morning to every weary soul. I speak, it's your morning. It's your manifested morning, and you will walk in your manifested morning. No more delays, no more hindrances, no more blockages. Satan, you are defeated, fool, and we cancel out your wicked assignment. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Bless your name, Jesus. We honor you on this morning. Father, we bless you on this morning. We give your name the glory. We give you the praise on this morning. We ask you to look at my sisters and brothers. I'll have them chat them live. I told them I'll follow up the podcast. But your home is a family that ministers with whatever you trust your hands to do. We give you praise for this platform to declare your words. We don't take it lightly. We don't take it for granted. Father, we thank you. We honor you on this morning. Enlarge us. Increase us for your glory. And we will bless your name indeed, in Jesus' name. Look on my sisters and brothers, Father, wherever they may be. You know who they are. You know where they are. Send angels with flaming swords to stand guard all around them, to protect them, to shield them. Father, supply their every need, Father. Those may need food, may need clothing, may need protection. Oh God, you're more than able. And you're more than willing. You're a loving God. And you love them. And so we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Those of you who know you do not have the Lord as your Savior, maybe perhaps some of you have been worshiping Allah. Allah is not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the Father of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Romans chapter 10 says, you confess in your heart. You must confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. Acts 16 says, confess with your mouth, believe in your heart, and you and your household shall be saved. Romans chapter 5 said, when I was yet your enemy, you sent your son to pay a debt for me that I could never pay. So repeat this prayer for me. God, I thank you for sending your son to pay a debt for me that I could never pay. Thank you. And while I was yet your enemy, you sent your son. So God, I ask you to forgive me of all of my sins. I don't want to be able to fight no more. I'm truly devastated. Thank you, God. Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart, come into my life. Something will reign with me. Jesus, I ask you to forgive me. Wash me in your blood. Wash me in your word. Make me every way whole. And repent of all of my sins, of omission and commission. I don't want to live this life without you anymore. Here I am, Lord. Come into my heart. Come into my mind. Come into my soul. Lead me and guide me into all truth. In Jesus' name. Now, if you would, my sisters and my brothers, would just pray that prayer after me, Jesus. Lay your hands on your stomach. And repeat this prayer after me. God, I thank you for sending your son, Jesus. So while I was yet your enemy, you sent your son to pay a debt for me that I could never pay. Jesus, I thank you for saving me, delivering me, coming into my life. Now I ask you to fill me with the Holy Ghost, the Paraclete, that you will walk with me, that you will lead me and guide me into all truth, that you will talk with me, that you will teach me how to live for you. Those of you, Father, I ask you, fill them up with the Holy Ghost. They're going to need him. They can't make it without him. Father, fill them up to the overflow with the Holy Ghost, the Paraclete himself, that he may indeed lead them and guide them to all truth. That he will fight with them, that fight for them, that he will build them up when he talks now, strengthen them. And be that close to three in Jesus. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the body of Christ. Your life will never be the same. With this investment you have made, you will be reaping the rewards throughout all of eternity. And you will never, never, never be the same. Those of you who have been privileged with the Bible, the best translation is the King James Version, amen. Not the New King James, not the NIV, but the Authorized King James Version. Amen. And I recommend that you start with the Gospel of John. Amen. Then Mark, Matthew, Luke. Amen. And then go to the Psalm 1. Psalms 1 through 19, then Psalms 23, Psalms 24, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 34, and 35, Psalm 91, Psalm 89, amen, and then Psalm 116, 119, 121, 122. 23 and 24. Amen. Wow, these scriptures. Well, 1 Peter tells us that there's a newborn baby is out of the system of the world. We know that newborn babies have to have milk or something. And in order to continue to grow, must have milk. So it is with the word of God. You have been born into the kingdom of God. Many of you do not know the things of God. In his holistic, pure form. Many of you come out of the visions and come out of those things. So you are a newborn baby. And so now you're learning the things of God. That's why it's so important to have the Holy Spirit. And now that you are his child, and you've given him into your life, and will honor you. Amen. Amen. There's so much we want to say. But one of the things that the Lord placed upon our hearts. As children of God, and as we move in the things of God, you must understand that the Lord will always be with each and every one of us. Amen. The Lord will always be with each and every one of us. No matter the lies that Satan says, Jesus loves us. Amen. God loves us. He's a loving Father, and He loves each and every one of us. It hurts His heart for any of us to be in any type of pain, to be in any type of suffering, to be in any type of circumstance that is not conclusive or conducive to praise and worship and rejoicing and to be at peace and to be at rest. It was not the Father's will for us to have any form of hardship. Let's say that again. It was not of the Father's plan for us to have any form of hardship. Hardship, delays, setbacks, hindrances, distractions, unfruitfulness, barrenness, anything negate, entered in because of the fall. Everything negate, entered in due to the fall of man. Why? Because man was the only creation that was made with a free will. A free will. Man was the only creation that was made by God with a free will. With a free will. And your Holy Spirit said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Why would the Lord allow it to be phrased that way? Let. Because you have been born with a free will. You are a free will more agent. And you basically have the control of what you allow to enter into your mind. Somebody say, my mind. That's why it is so important, according to these Romans, chapter 12. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Renew your mind. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. I'm going to say, renew my mind, Lord Jesus. Renew my mind. Renew my mind. Make me ever renew. Renew my mind. Help me to renew my mind. Help me to make the right decisions and the right choices as to what I will allow in my mind. That is why in Deuteronomy, Moses said, write the word of the Lord and let it be frontlet before you. Let it be frontlet before your eyes. Why? Because the eye gate is the entrance into your mind. If you look at negativity long enough, you're going to start thinking negativism. And if you start thinking negativism, you're going to start acting negativism out. You'll start speaking negativism out of your mouth. And then as you begin to speak it out of your mouth, your feet will begin to follow. What do you mean your feet will begin to follow? You will begin to go in that direction. That's why it's so important. Stay in the Word of God. This is why the Lord mandated us to come this time of mourning to be as a assistance, as it were. Refocus your mind on whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are of a good report. Keep your mind staying on Jesus. Whatsoever things are above, keep your mind on those things. To rejoice always. And again, I'll say rejoice. Do not worry about the fiery trials. Well, how can these things be? How can I rejoice when I'm in the midst of a fiery furnace? How can I give him the sacrifice of praise when I'm in the midst of a fiery trial? Because when you realize that he who made all things, that he who made the fire, that he who made the person who made the machine that got me in there, is my father. And he got my back. And he promised that he'll never fail or leave me or forsake me. That he promised that every wicked witch, wolf of a warlock, and human agents of Satan that arraigned themselves against me, that he will fight for me. That's who's on my side. He who made everything. He who spoke all things into existence is on my side. And once you realize that, and you settle the matter. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you settle the matter in your heart. Matter of fact, let me help you. Put your hand on your heart. Yeah. And say, Lord, I settle today that you are the Lord God. That you are indeed the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and you are the Ancient of Days. You alone is God, and you are above every witch. You're above every wizard. You're above every soothsayer. You're above every diviner. You're above every hoodoo, voodoo, witchcraft, wizard, warlock, necromancer. You are over every part of the kingdom of darkness. And for this cause, John said, Jesus Christ, our Savior, will manifest it, that he will destroy the kingdom of darkness. And we know he did just that. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. He went down, he came down through 42 generations, put on a flesh suit, endured small mind, beaten unmercifully for you and me, God. Buried in a borrowed tomb. But he wasn't buried because he had a 3-day revival. It may seem like he ain't coming to your rescue, but I'm here to decree and declare that wicked, stubborn situation that you've been in and refused to bow is me shall bow to down. You are victorious. Because of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Go in the peace of God, abide in the victory of God, knowing that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I believe with the love of Jesus. Until the Lord allow us to meet again. Walk in your purchase victory. The scripture for the day, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. To those of you who don't have Bibles and don't have access to Bibles, that's Isaiah 53.